We watched him work for another 10 minutes and then went to Gino's office for coffee. Gino's son, Antonio, appeared at the doorway briefly. He was in his late 20s, thin and shy. He resembled his grandfather more than his father and had the deferential manner of a dutiful son and grandson. Antonio worked at the factory, Gino said, gaining experience in each of the departments. He would eventually take over the management of the business from his father. His grandfather had given him a few lessons in glassblowing. I've been wondering, I said to Gino. Earlier generations of Seguzos were glassblowers, but that required starting at such an early age that there was no time for a formal education. Neither you nor your son is a master glassblower. What happens after Archimede? There will always be master glassblowers, said Gino, whether or not they are Seguzos. But one needs artists as well. There are masters, and there are artists. An artist has an idea, a master translates that idea into glass. Very few master glassblowers are also artists. My father is a rare exception. When he dies, our glassblowers will continue to produce his classic designs, and new artists will come up with fresh ideas that the glassblowers will then execute. So you and your son will carry on the family business, I said. Well, yes, said Gino. Then he hesitated, fidgeting with objects on his desk for a moment. But it's more complicated than that. I am not an only child. I have a brother, Giampaolo. He's 4 years younger. For 30 years he worked here with my father and me, and we worked very closely. Our family was as strong as steel, my father, my mother, my brother, me, and God. Giampaolo and I were alter egos for each other, but there began to be disagreements. Then, 3 years ago, he left. He hasn't been in touch with us since.
You don't speak?
Only through lawyers.
What about the night of the Fenice fire? Did you hear anything from him then?
No. He didn't call and didn't come. And yet that night, my son-in-law came 30 miles in his boat with a load of industrial fire extinguishers, then carried them from Campo Sant'Angelo to our house. But from my brother, we heard nothing.
What were the disagreements about?
Giampaolo wanted to modernize, to change things. But more important, in my opinion, was the fact that we each had 4 grown children. I have 3 daughters and 1 son. He has 3 sons and a daughter. All 8 were about to start their adult lives. If they wanted to work in the company, I thought each of them should earn the right based on merit. I didn't want the company to become a refuge for spoiled children. I insisted that we set up strict guidelines. But my brother didn't want any rules. He had faith that the children would behave properly. That was the first difficulty. The second was his relationship with our father. My brother often said that he and I were castrated by him because of his strong personality. Giampaolo felt overshadowed. I never did.